Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I am your host, Philip. Before I go further, I apologize if you hear any noise from the background. I don't know if you can hear the fan. I have the fan on right now. It's hot here right now. I don't even have my air conditioner set up yet. I need to set up hopefully sometime this week. So if you hear something really a little bit nosy from the background, it's the fan. It's my fan. I have it on, so that's what it is. So I'm gonna tell everyone who listened to this, or anyone who listened to us, that's what you hear from the background. So there's that. Now, as for this episode, what I am going to talk about this episode, I want to talk about something that's a very hot topic, especially recently, about this whole politicians from both parties want an app to be banned. And I talk about TikTok. They want that company, ByteDance, to sell TikTok, which I believe, if I remember correctly, they get 9 months to sell or the app will be banned. Which is owned by China, supposedly, which we'll talk more in depth about in a bit. And I'm going to give my thoughts on it right now. That's what we're going to talk about in this episode. So let's start this. First, let me start from the beginning. And I had make a video about on TikTok that, you know, I give my 2 cents regarding this whole politician ban the app. And I mentioned, you know what? Let's switch gear a little bit. And I'll talk a little bit more about what I say on the video on TikTok in a bit on this episode. Let's start with this. I even mentioned it on this video on TikTok, by the way, too. TikTok, I didn't know about this app years ago. A few years ago, one of my close, good old friend of mine tell me about that app, TikTok, and want me to download that app, TikTok, to check it out, and I finally downloaded the app to check out what's TikTok about, and this is a few years ago. Now, I don't remember what year was this, but it was a few years ago, and so I downloaded the app to check out, and I'm hooked with TikTok. I just scroll through, and it's very rare I make videos on my own. Very rare, you know, I've been making the last few videos recently. I think like the last 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 videos recently. But usually it's very rare I don't make TikTok videos, but I just scroll, look at the videos, and I may post a comment here and there. And I can see why the app is very, very popular. Now, some people will say TikTok is just focusing on young age. Yes and no. It's for everyone, really. Let's face the fact. You know what? Forget about my answer. Say yes and no. It's for everyone, really. There's no age limit regarding on TikTok. I've seen an elder man play video games and do it on TikTok live a few times, which I follow him, by the way. I think he played one of the games is Call of Duty and some other game. So it's for everyone. It's for any age. It's not, and you know, and it's not just about someone dancing or this and that. It's not just only that, but there are other creators who create their own content. Some may get paid for it. Get paid for like a for a part of their income, supposedly. There are small business as well regarding TikTok app. For creators, you know, to make for, you know, for a living at times, and you got these dumbass politicians from both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, want this app banned so badly. They want it banned. They want it so badly. Both parties united, which is very rare that both parties united and vote to ban the app. Now, this is not the first time they did it. They did it last year, but it didn't go through. The Senate didn't pass it after the House passed. However, recently, we got the bill pass it through right away. Started from the House. That's included the package of the combination of the Ukraine fund and some other shit. And it's pretty odd. No, the word odd is probably not the right word to describe it. It's pretty strange. No, it's the same thing, really. It's pretty, yeah, you know what? It's pretty odd and funny how they try to rush things on the default. Because usually they have to take time, debate this, to discuss, you know, why don't do, and they will do the votes. But no, they hurry up and vote. They want to get rid of TikTok so badly. Yet you got these both parties don't unite it to solve a bigger issue. Let this sink in. I'll give you an example. And I mentioned this on one of my videos on TikTok. Let this sink in. Both parties cannot unite together to solve one of the big issues here we have to deal with here in the United States of America. And one of the big issues, here's one example. How to stop gun shooting at schools, at public schools, any schools, college, public schools, whatever. How to protect our children from gun shooting. They can't unite it and agree to how to solve that issue. But yet, both parties can unite it and agree to ban that one fucking app. Let that sink in. Think about it. That's how pathetic these both parties are, really are. That's including the president of the United States, Joe Biden, who stated that he will sign that bill if they pass it to ban TikTok. He's a hypocrite, old piece of shit. Just like the Congress right now from both parties. Just like every other fucking politician. Now, there are some politicians vote against banning that TikTok app. However, though some of them who vote no, they still probably want the app banned. It's just that the reason why they vote probably no, because this is not the right thing. Some of them. I might be wrong on that. So, but I know I'm not wrong about how regarding the politicians are full of shit from both parties, and the fucking liars, piece of shit. They say the reason they banned the app because they're stealing our data. I say bullshit. Let me explain. If they care about protect our privacy, protect our data, why don't you ban Facebook? What about Instagram? What about Twitter? Or I should say now X, which formerly known as Twitter. What about those social media? Why not ban them? They still are there, especially Facebook. Why didn't they ban those companies, those apps? Think about it. They don't care. Here's the truth. They don't give the politicians from the every politician don't give a shit that our data get stolen or taken from other companies as long as it's owned by the American companies. That's number one. Because they see TikTok. Number two, they say TikTok's making so much success and so popular, but how are they not making profit with them? Because it's not owned by the American company. Even though, from my understanding, TikTok, ByteDance, it's owned from China, but they're owned from China 40% from China. 40%. Let that sink in, by the way. So 40%. And there's some other investors that own the app TikTok. 40% that China owns that app TikTok. See, Facebook, Instagram, and even X, formerly known as Twitter, the politicians make money from them because they tax them. They can't tax TikTok. That's why they want ByteDance. That's why they want ByteDance to sell from an American company or owner from the States, from the United States of America, so they can tax that company, TikTok, to make more money because they see how popular TikTok is, so they can make so much money from them. That's what's basically about. I say this when I talk about politicians in the past in this podcast a few times. All the politicians care about is power, themselves, and money. And this is a good example why they want TikTok banned. This is a good example how my theories are facts regarding these politicians. They want to tax TikTok so they can make money, so these politicians can collect money on their fucking pockets. They don't give a shit about our data being taken from the American company because like they make money from tax. When they tax the companies, like Facebook. That's why they want ByteDance to sell TikTok. They're going to force ByteDance to sell TikTok. Let that sink in too. You thought this country is supposed to be freedom of speech? Nope. Nope. These politicians try to control that narrative. Nope. Nope. Forcing a company to sell when they don't want to or can't. These politicians are a fucking joke. Not just the Democrat, not just the Republican, it's both parties. It's both parties. It's really fucking pathetic how these politicians operate, how they won. They won this country to the ground. And it doesn't matter who's the president of the United States. No matter who wins this upcoming election between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, things are not going to get better. Things are going to get worse. It doesn't matter who wins. Whether it's Biden become president again or whether it's Donald Trump become president again. We're in a deep shit hole. The next 4 years, whoever the president is, things are going to get a whole lot worse. It doesn't matter. Joe Biden or Donald Trump. And I know some of you Trump supporters will not admit it. And I know you want to protect your daddy, Donald Trump. But it's true. He's not that much better either. Not saying Biden's much better because he's trash too. Same thing with Biden supporters. We're in deep shithole trouble, no matter who win the election this November. Become the next president of the United States. This whole banning TikTok app is fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. So, you know, the truth is, as I'm going to go ahead and recap what I just said, regarding the banning of the app of TikTok. Or they care about stealing that data? That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. If they care so much about stealing data, they will ban Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, as well. Hell, how about MySpace while we're at, too? They don't care. The reason why? Because it's owned by an American company. Majority of it. And they get paid, and those politicians get paid by when they tax those companies, like Facebook, Instagram, which are owned by Meta because of the tax dollars, because that tax money go into their pockets while they can't tax TikToks. That's why they want to ban TikTok. That's not, it's not about stealing data. It's all bullshit. They only care about fucking money. And plus TikTok really expose these politicians that try to control that narrative. Too late now. Even if TikTok's banned, guess what, politicians? You're being exposed. What type of dipshits you really are when you care less. People need to fucking wake up, by the way, that these politicians don't give a shit about any of you. I make a video on TikTok just yesterday. Actually, I take it back. I didn't make a video. Actually, I do it with this one person who give his thoughts regarding the TikTok ban, and he typed these Congress who voted to ban TikTok on TikTok videos. Check it out, by the way. And there's, and then I share it, do it. Agree with that dude, by the way. I'm not going to go in details with kind of content, more contents on that video that he makes. But there's this one lady who make a comment and say something along the line of, you know, Biden's awful, which I agree, but I like protecting Donald Trump, which there's no mention about Donald Trump. First off, lady, sure, Trump may not have nothing to do with the TikTok app, but don't act like Trump is an angel, because he's no angel when he was the president those 4 years. I know you Trump supporters did not, the way he acts, act like a fucking child. Fenting as like a fucking jackass. He's not that much better than he was the president either. When he was the president at the time. So stop protecting your daddy. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck the Democrats. Fuck the Republicans. Fuck the Congress. Fuck our government. Fuck the mayor. Fuck the senators. They don't give a shit about any of us. Period. They're supposed to be working for us because they got voted by the people. But no. They don't give a shit about us. And you know, it's funny how they sort of hurry about banning this one app, try to vote to ban this one app, but they sure not in a hurry. Man, every almost how often? Every 3 months? Every 6 months? Or so? Or maybe more? Regarding this whole government shutdown bullshit, they should not hurry up about that, right? They usually, you know, agree the last minute. The last minute. But yet, they're so hurried to ban the app, try to vote to ban the app. That's how pathetic these fucking politicians are. Both parties. Both parties. It's the truth. I'm against banning the app of TikTok. And I will explain why. just now, just on this episode. If you're gonna ban, and if you're gonna ban TikTok, ban Facebook, ban Instagram, ban X, formerly known as Twitter, ban even MySpace if it still exists. Ban all these other apps too. Get that bullshit out of here with that fucking bullshit. And you know, I will tag these politicians once I upload this recording on Instagram and Threads. I can't do that on X since I'm still banned from that stupid platform because of the dumbass fucking owner pick and choose to bring back real estate the username who got banned. It is really, really fucking ridiculous by these politicians just so hurried to ban one fucking app. One fucking app. Hell, might as well ban the whole internet about collecting data. We're going to talk about where, you know, collecting data. Get that fucking bullshit out of here with that. You fucking dumbass politicians. This is a good example why I don't fucking vote because the bullshit like this. And I know you're gonna people who listen to probably say, well, then you're the problem. No, I'm not the problem. Think about it. For the last 10 plus, actually more than 10 years, really, these politicians, whether the Democrats or the Republicans, they don't give a shit about any of us unless you own a billion-dollar corporation or a bank. And when we say bank, well, check out that episode with Josh. Hope all well for you, Josh. Hopefully one of these days we'll talk again. We talk about, he mentioned about how he believed the banks, you know, not saying controlling the politician, but paying the money, something along that line. Check out that one of these episodes in the past. But if you're on the billion corporation, if you don't, they don't give a damn about you. Middle class, especially low class, and poor people poor, don't want to give a shit about any of us, period. That's the bottom line. And you know, TikTok, and if TikTok get banned, that it's gonna hurt small business. There are small businesses trying to make profit, are making profits to that app, and they gotta destroy that small business. These politicians who voted to ban that app will destroy that small business. You know, and I hope the company and small business get together and sue these politicians. That's what they should do. To the people who determine or relying on income on TikTok or those small business, if TikTok app get banned, you should all get together and sue those politicians. I don't know what type of lawsuit you're gonna have against, but let's hope you get a good lawyer. That is just fucking ridiculous. I thought politicians would care about small business. Nope, they don't. They fucking don't. They should be, but they don't. And that should prove it right there. Plus, you got, you know, and TikTok, it's there's no harm with that app. Just like there's no harm from Facebook. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you this right now. Facebook moderation team, their so-called communications, or I should say community standards, same with Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, when I used to be on Twitter, their so-called community standards is a fucking joke. Their moderation team is a fucking joke. While TikTok, oh, they're really strict. At least, you know, I disagree about them, you know, deleting some of my comments. Let me tell you this real quick. One of the comments that I only post, when I post a comment, when I just type the clown emoji, that's it. And yet, my comment get deleted by these moderation team. That's how strict they are. I did appeal it, and I win the appeal, some I don't. But whatever. But my point is, TikTok community standard, while it's not perfect, but their moderation team is better than Facebook, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter. You should come after those companies too, politicians, but you're all a bunch of fucking dumbass who have IQs are lower than the negative number. That's how low IQ you guys are. Kind of remind me of a certain someone I know, but I'm not gonna bet you that who. What else could I say? What else could I say? I hope TikTok does not get banned. There should be no reason to get banned. If it's regarding the data collection, like I said, ban the other apps too. Facebook, Instagram, and so on and so on. But they really don't care about selling our data. That's just bullshit from the politician. They're just saying that because TikTok, they can't make money from TikTok. Can't tax them. And this is owned by the American company. That's the bottom line. That's the truth. Think about it for a bit. Because there is one politician who voted to ban the app TikTok. He's a politician from North Carolina named Jeff Jackson. He still have TikTok app, by the way, and he's the one that voted to ban the app. He even got backlash, what, a month ago or so? About that he voted to ban TikTok. And he makes a video to so-called apologize and explain why he voted, which is full of shit, by the way. And yet he voted again to ban the app TikTok, but yet he still makes video of TikTok. Because he's concerned about stealing our data. Yeah, fuck. If he's so concerned, why he still have that fucking app, by the way? Think about it for a bit. Jeff Jackson, one of the current politicians in the Congress. Jeff Jackson. Fully yes to ban TikTok app. Worry about because of stealing the data and stuff. And yet he still makes videos on TikTok. Think about it. For a second. Let that sink in. Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead to end this episode. So you can follow me on Instagram, PDH02. You can also follow me on Threads, which is the same username, just like on Instagram, PDH02. You can also follow the Let's Talk Podcast Facebook page. Give it a like, give it a follow. I post episodes like this one, Let's Talk Podcast. We'll lay it on the Let's Talk Podcast Facebook page. Let's Talk Podcast is available from 10 different platforms, which you can listen to all the episodes, including this episode, from 10 different platforms, such as Spotify for Podcaster, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and CastBox. So, everyone, have a good night. Stay safe. Stay strong. And just remember what I just talked to you about regarding these politicians. So, take care. Talk to you on the next time on Let's Talk Podcast. Peace out, everyone.